inner part. Now, when you cut up apples or peaches and you dry them, you're making what?
Apple leather or peach leather. Have you heard that? Dried peaches or dried apples.
Have you ever heard them called snip?
Never.
But you call them apple leathers?
I have heard them called apple leather.
All right, we have a lot of different types of nuts. What are some that might exist around in this area of Georgia?
Walnuts, hickory nuts, pecans. There have been chinkapins on this plantation, but not now. I don't know about chestnuts, but there were some on a neighboring town.
All right, you mentioned walnut.
The American walnut.
All right, what would you call the covering that you have to take off the walnut before it can be cracked?
The hull.
And you said pecans. Do you distinguish any difference between pecans and another type of nut that's similar?
Hickory nut.
All right. It's a candy made of something joy and uses this nut in it.
What? Almond joy.
Okay, is there a difference?
Yes.
And then the kind of nuts that you'd have to pull up out of the ground and roast.
Peanut.
Now this fruit grown in Florida is called what?
Citrus fruit.
Well,
oranges.
Right.
Lemons, limes, kumquats.
Now, if you say there are not any more oranges left, you might say that the oranges
are gone.
Now, there's little red-covered root vegetables that you grow in the springtime. What are these?
Radishes.
And then the sandwiches, our favorite sandwiches in the summer, is made of what?
Tomatoes.
And then you might have, along with your meat, you might serve at a meal, a baked
potato.
And when you say this word, what different types of potatoes are there?
There's the Irish potato, and there's the yam or the sweet potato. But you serve an Irish potato, or sweet potatoes could be served with a meal.
Now, another early crop in the spring that's made of young, little fresh things that make you cry, what are these called?
Onions.
And then the little fresh ones in the spring are called what? Is there a special name for them?
Shallots.
Now, what are some of the vegetables you might use for good soup?
Potatoes, tomatoes, onions, beans, limes. Carrots.
All right, now, what about gumbo?
That's a corn, okra, tomatoes. It's a general mixture, I think.
All right, now, would you ever throw in some of these leafy vegetables that come in heads?
Cabbage, yes.
Now, you might say, I like these, what? Referring to the same noun. I like these.
Vegetables.
Well, the specific cabbage you just said.
I
like these.
Cabbage.
And speaking of the size, you might say these.
Large cabbage. Heads. Cabbage.
Now, the skin of a dried apple, you might say, would be all what? Of a dried apple, the skin would be what?
Peel.
All right, if it had dried up as a result of being out in the sun, you say it has
dried.
Okay. You mentioned that you would put lima beans in the soup.